Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Now it's time to dip into the book bag. Roll tweet. You look as if you have something to
tell
me.
The musical discussion that we just had with Mr. Morton reminded me of a short story by John Updike that is one of the most exquisite things I think he's ever written. It's called The Music School, and the main character is a writer whose work is not going well, whose wife is in the process of divorcing him, and who is sort of thinking through his life in a stream of consciousness technique. It will take you exactly 19 minutes to read because the story is exactly in real time. The music school takes place in an old Baptist church, which has turned into a school for music, where his daughter, 9-year-old, is just beginning to take violin lessons and is squeaking and squawking away on the violin. He looks in at all the different notes that are coming from the trumpet, from the violin, and from all the other rooms in which music is being taught. And there's some just, the whole thing is done in terms of music. He says he's just amazed at the way in which noise becomes percussion, percussion becomes music, music becomes vision. Few of us, he says, have the strength to follow that journey to its end. And he begins to speak of his own life in terms of grace notes, where you advance one, two steps and take a backward step and then advance again. And it is, there's a film made of it that the Rock Island Library and the Moline Library both have. I would recommend even looking at the film version over the written version, but it is just one beautiful short story.
Yeah, that sounds great. John Updike?
John Updike. Think of him as a novelist, but he did really write some great short stories.
He wrote some poetry, too.
He wrote poetry.
The Carpentered Hen,
right,
is a collection of his that I have at home. And I was, cross-cut? That was the sound that the Carpentered Hen made. Very interesting. The music lesson?
It begins, I am Alfred Schweigen, and I exist in time. Schweigen is German for nothing. And I exist in time, and then it takes off on music.
Oh,
it's just beautiful.
There is a great book I have read. I put it aside to take up another time, called How to Read a Book by a fellow named Ulan. And I'll get into that. But that is, you talk about time and existence and so on, and reading a book, how that, well, I'll get to that another time. Frederick Morton was our guest today, and music, of course, is very much on our minds. I have here a remarkable book by a remarkable writer. Gary Wills is an author whose works I will read no matter the subject, because I know he will bring to it something absolutely new. He'll cause me to see things afresh. He has written a book that really stirred people up. He's an observant Catholic and a devout one, but he wrote a book called Why Priests? And boy, is that something. You read that and it shakes you. It really shakes you. But about the same time, he came out with two books that deal with Shakespeare in a way. One is called Rome and Rhetoric, which deals with Julius Caesar in terms of the four principal characters and how Shakespeare's Roman rhetoric is spot on. It caused me to see Julius Caesar, the play, in a whole new light. And that's doubly true when he gets to Verdi's Shakespeare, Men of the Theater. He talks about how Verdi has set Othello, Macbeth, and Falstaff. Great plays by Shakespeare. Falstaff, of course, the Falstaff of Henry IV, parts 1 and 2. And once again, I thought I knew this music. I thought I knew these plays, but Gary Wills knows them better than I do.
He knows a lot of things, Gary Wills
does. Oh, he does. He's just amazing. He speaks and reads classical Greek. He does his own translation when he deals with the Bible. And my goodness, what Paul meant, what Jesus meant, right. And so on. What books they are.
Aren't they good?
Yeah, anything by Gary Wills. You're not wasting your time with him because the man is a master of his material. But these short books, Verdi's Shakespeare, what is it? Let me see right quick. About 200 pages, 200 and some pages. And the one on Julius Caesar, Rome and Rhetoric, is an even smaller book. But I promise you that they're like grenades. They explode into significance and meaning in a way that it at least took my breath away. And I've been living with Shakespeare for a long, long time. And I've listened to Verdi since I was very young. And the way he puts those two together and shows how Shakespeare Verdi treats Shakespeare, it was absolutely thrilling. So, a short story by John Updike, and not one but two books by Gary Wills, Verdi's Shakespeare and Rome and Rhetoric, which is really a treatment of Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar. Those are the contents of our book bag. Our guest today was Frederick Morden, a former conductor, who is now a music critic for the River City's Reader, and his reviews are always worth reading. And with that, I think we'll head for the exit. Thanks so much, Roel.
You're welcome.
Been a good session. I'm Don Wooten with Roel Tweet. We'll be back next week for another session of Scribble.